Greetings, welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim Daf Yom. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now on Masachet Pesachim Daf Ayin Bet Amud Bet. This will be our final podcast of this, the sixth parak. Continuing with our discussion of violating Shabbat in the process of doing a mitzvah but not accomplishing it properly, whether or not there's a chiyuv, Yativ Rabbi Zerav, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yitzchak. So these two rabbis in Eretz Yisrael were sitting Akila de Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yitzchak on this fellow's porch. And they said the following, Shimon Lakish, they quoted Rosh Lakish first saying, you had a spit of meat that you thought was tzli, meaning properly roasted korban. It's a mitzvah to eat it. And instead, you took a spit of notar, which you're liable for eating. You're chayav for eating the notar. He had said a totally separate issue. Let's say you had relations with your own wife who was in Nidah, you're Chayav. Yivim to Nidah Baal, but if it was your Yivama, which means you were consummating the Yibum through this Bia, but she turned out to be a Nidah, you are Patur. That's the statement. Now, Ika Damri, Kozhukin Mahid Machayev, that Rabbi Yochanan would certainly say you're Chayav in the case of the meat. Delo asa mitzvah, you didn't accomplish any mitzvah. We'll see what mitzvah you accomplished with Ishto Nidah, Ishto, and the Yivama. Itam, the other people say the opposite, by he patur. Rabbi Yochanan would say that in the case of the meat, you're actually patur. Not that he would disagree with Rabbi Shimon Lakish. My tama, hatam hu dahave leile shiyule. In the case of his wife, he should have asked. That's why he's chayav. But you can't ask the meat whether it's notar or not. Hachad lave leile shiyule lo, so you're patur. Okay. Rabbi Yochanan, my shayivim to. Let's look at Rabbi Yochanan's actual statement, which is about Nidah versus Yivama. Why are you exempt in the case of Yivama? The Ka'avid mitzvah, you did a mitzvah, which was Yibum. Ishtonami Ka'avid mitzvah. There's also mitzvah to have relations with your wife in the proper time. So the answer is Bishtom Uberet. If your wife was pregnant, then you're not fulfilling the mitzvah of Purvu. Avaika Simchatona, you're still obligated to satisfy her. Shalom Ishatonata. So this is at a time that's not that prescribed time. Vyama Rav Chayav Adam Samech Ishto Vidvar mitzvah. Which means it's always a positive thing. The answer is samuch levesta. That means that it's just before her veset when you were really supposed to stay away. Hiachi afilu yivim to nami, so the yivama should be the same thing. The answer is yivim to bazis mina. He's embarrassed to ask his yivama. He has no relationship with her till now, except as a sister-in-law. And it's embarrassing for him to ask, are you close to your veset? Ishtola bazis mina, but his wife, he should have asked. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan keman. Now, who is Rabbi Yochanan following here? Whose opinion among the Tanaim? Eli Rabbi Yossi, if he's following Rabbi Yossi, did not. What did Rabbi Yossi say? Yom Yishon Shachag, Shachal Yop Shabbat. If the first day of Sukkot fell out on Shabbat, Shachach Motzit Alav Shlabim, you forgot, you took the lulav out and carried it. Patur, why? Nesho Tzi Birshut. Evidently, it means that while you were engaged in the mitzvah, you forgot about the prohibition, you carried out your patur. So it sounds like Rabbi Yochanan is saying the same thing. Since you're involved in the mitzvah of Yibum, therefore, you're patur for the fact that she's a nidah. No, demashani hatam dismano bahu. Maybe that's different because you're worried about the time, because it's the first day of Sukkot, and you have to do lulav, and you're not paying attention, and so you violate it. Here you don't have that with Yibum. Ve'ala Rabbi Yeshua dizvachim. It must be Rabbi Yeshua in our Mishnah about shechting something else to Shem Pesach. Dilma Hatam Nami is one of Bahul. That same thing is that you wanted to get the korban done in time. Vela Rabbi Yeshua de Tinokot. Rabbi Yeshua, as we saw in the previous podcast, and his Machloket with Rabbi Eliezer, about the Tinokot to do Milah on one day after the other. Hatam Nami is one of Bahul. That's the same answer, is that there's a time factor. Vela Rabbi Yeshua de Truma. Must be like Rabbi Yeshua in the Mishnah about Truma. Ditnan. Haya ochel bi Truma. Let's say you, a Kohen, were eating Truma. Fenodashu ben Grusha ben Chalutza. And while you were eating Truma, you found out that you were an illegitimate Kohen who should not be eating Truma. Rabbi Lezer Machayev Karen Rechom. Rabbi Lezer says, Shachayev for everything you've eaten. Rabbi Yeshua Poter. He says, you're Patur. So you see that when you're doing something under the assumption of permission, even if it turns out not to be, you're not Chayav. So Dilma could Rabbi Bar Abaye. Maybe perhaps that opinion follows Rabbi Bar Abaye. Dilma Rabbi Bar Abaye. But Truma Erev Pesach. That Mishnah is talking about Truma on Erev Pesach. Dizmana Bahul. You got to eat it up quickly. And there we come again to the time factor that does not exist with Yivimto and Ishto. Inamishani truma de ikri avodah. The other possibility is that truma is called avodah, as we're going to hear find out in this story through Bitar from avodah rachmana achshar. The Torah permitted one to do avodah, meaning that if one did avodah in the middle of it, found out to do ben gusha ben chalutza, the Torah accepts it, as we'll see. According to Tanakama, any korbanot he ever brought are pasul. Rabbi Yeshua Machshir, Rabbi Yeshua says they're okay. V'amrina, my time to Rabbi Yeshua, where did he get that from? Dichti, Barech Adonai Chelo, Fual Yidav Tirtze, and Moshe's Bracha to Shevet Levi, Barech Adonai Chelo, and the Drasha is, bless even his Chulin. Meaning, even when Chalal did the Avodah. Okay, but that doesn't take us to Truma. Truma Hecha Yikra Avodah, where is Truma called an Avodah? So we hear a story, Tanya. Masar B'Tarfon. Tarfon was a coin. Remember, Tarfon, of course, living, this story takes place after the Churban. Shaloba emes tereta midrash. One evening, he didn't come to the Beit Midrash. The Shachin Matzor be Rabban Gamliel. Amarlo, mne malobata emes tereta midrash. Gamliel said to him, where were you last night? Amarlo, avodah avadati. I was doing avodah. Amarlo, kol dvarachai, nana ledivrei tem. Everything you're saying doesn't make sense. Chavodah bizman azaminai. We don't have avodah anymore. There's no mikdash. Amarle, harehu omer. And he quoted the pasuk from Korach. Avodat matana, tenet kunatchem, azar krev yumat. Meaning, Asu achilat truma begvulin kavodat beit hamikdash. All the things that Hashem gave the Kohanim, eating them is called an avodah, and therefore truma is called an avodah, and therefore perhaps that's why Rabbi Yeshua says what he does, which means Rabbi Yochanan may not have a good source. Okay, the Mishnah then said shchato shelo lo ochlav. If you shechted a Pesach on Shabbat for non-eaters, you're chayav. So pshita, that's obvious. Keva dahatam pasul hacha chayav. Since such a korban is pasul, therefore you're chayav for shechting on Shabbat. The answer is mishum detana seifa patur tana resha chayav. Because in the second clause it said if you did lo ochlav and shelo lo ochlav patur, it also in parallel construction had to mention if it was only shelo lo ochlav chayav. Vanami pshita, that's also pashut. After all, lo ochlav and shelo lo ochlav. Since we saw in the previous parak that such a korban is kasher, because you included some of the proper eaters, therefore you're patur for doing it on Shabbat. Ela aidi detana shchato shelo lishmo b'Shabbat. Since in the beginning of the Mishnah it talked about shechting shelo lishmo b'Shabbat, tana mishelo lochlav. So it included the whole series of wrong things on a korban. V'hi gufa lamali. What do I need all of that for? Because I needed to learn the machlok Rabbi Elazar ben Yeshua about shalol, about another korban l'shem Pesach. Amar Avuna Barchinina Livrei. So he said to his son, Ki asal the kamei to Rabbi Zrika by minei. When you come to Rabbi Zrika, ask him the following question. L'divrei hom makalka b'chavura patur. We have this discussion in Shabbat. If you're makalkel b'chavura, normally in most malachot, if you're makalkel in the malacha, meaning you did the malacha but the result is destructive, you're patur. There's a machloket whether or not that applies to chavura, making a wound. So that you'd only be chayav for a wound if it had some fixing action. So if you say makalkel b'chavura patur, shchatosh l'ochlav chayav matikein. According to them, if you shechted a korban Pesach on Shabbat, shelo lochlav, what did your shechita accomplish? It accomplished nothing. You got a dead animal, you can't do anything with it, it's pasul as a korban. Why would you be chayav? So tikein imalu lo yerdu, the answer is that if that korban was to be put on the mizbeach, we wouldn't take it down. And that was affected by the shechita. If you didn't do the shechita, or didn't do the shechita properly, if you put it up on the mizbeach and realized you'd have to take it down. But here it's imalu lo yerdu. We said that if you, in the Mishnah, that if you shechted the Pesach and it was turned out to be a balmum, you're chayav. That's, of course, a balmum that's begalui. Ma tikein. Now that does come down. The answer is tikein, but dukin shema'ayin. It's a little bit difficult because it's talking specifically about a balmum begalui, and dukin shema'ayin aren't so obvious. Dukin shema'ayin is kind of a sclera in the eye that's cut. And in that case, it's such a fine mum that Alibir Rabbi Kiva damai malu leyordu. Rabbi Kiva is of the opinion in Zvachim that if it's a bal mum of that particular type and it goes on the mizbeach, it doesn't come down. So the shechita makes that difference. Shchaton in satreifa b'seiter patur. So it said that if you shechted it and became a treifa and you found that it was a treifa in somewhere you couldn't have seen, then you're patur. What's the implication? Habagalui chayav. It's somewhere that's obvious. You are chayav. So matikain again. And treifa, certainly, if it goes on the Mizbeach, will come down. Tikain lot simi de nevela. That it makes it not a nevela and not metame. So it made affected that. Ravina, hadatanya, shochet chatat bishabbat pachutz lavorazara. Chayvalah shalosh chatot. If you took a korban chatat and you shechted it outside of the Azora, le'avod Azora, you chayav three things. For shechitat chutz, for avod Azora, and for Shabbat. So matikain, what did you accomplish with this thing? Avira Shemot sent me the Eiv Menachai. That's not Eiv Menachai anymore. It's, you say, I certainly haven't solved its nevela problem because it is a nevela. You haven't solved its problem of Mizpeach because it certainly can't go up. But it's not Eiv Menachai. Okay, so there's some sort of effect that you've had. Okay, now, Shchato v'noda, that the owners, are out. We said you're Chayav. Ravuna Patur. Ravuna Marav. Asham Shinitak L'Ri'ya, which means if a Korban Asham gets designated for grazing, what's that? Well, the famous five Chataot that have to be killed, the parallel of it's an Asham goes L'Ri'ya. So for instance, if a person set aside an Asham, and then he lost it, and then he got another one, brought it, and then he found the original one can't be brought anymore, he's already had Kapara. So Asham Shinitak Balav Ro'a, meaning you let it graze till it bumps into a fence or in some way gets a moom, and then you sell it and you use the money for an adava. So now, asham shenitak l'ri'ya ushchato stam. So you have an asham that's already been designated for ri'ya. And then you shechted it in the mikdash, in the azara, sorry, without saying anything. Kasher l'ola. So Rav's position is that the default is an ola. Alma kasavar, so you see he says, lo bayakira, you see you don't need to state, this is now an olah. You work with the default. Ihachi kilonitak nami, so why don't you just say an asham that turns out later to have been unnecessary, becomes an olah. Why does it have to be designated? The answer is, gzera lachar kapara to lifnei kapara. Because then, what would happen if somebody took an asham, where it was perfectly legit, and the guy hadn't yet got kapara? And you went in and shechted it as an ola without saying anything, you would think that it's valid. So to protect against that, we said even after kapara, it's not valid until you actually designate it for ri'ya. Umanatim, or how do we know if that's the case? No, asham shemetu balav gabru balav yirad shistayev imacheri vudamavun davat. That's the famous Mishnah that I mentioned. That if you have, as two examples, Asham Shemetu Balav, Oshin Kapru Balav, Tmura, then it goes out, and Vimacheri Pludamav Ndava. It's then sold, and then the money goes to an Ndava. Lezor Mer Yamut. No, it has to die, just like a Chatat. Shomer Yimacher V'Yavib Ndamav Ola. He agrees with Tanakama, but he says it has to be an Ola, what's brought in it with its money. Bedamav Ina V'Gufo Lo. Right? It has to mean it's sold and its money is used for that. Why can't it be brought in as an olah? Because Allah kapara to lifnei kapara. Because if we do that, then we might actually bring the original animal before kapara as an olah. So shma mina, we see that we do make such a gzera. Eitav Rav Chisto Lavuna, he had challenged him. Shchatov noda shemashchu ba'alimet yadam from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that if he shechted the Pesach on Shabbat, and then found out that the owners had backed out, right, the halacha is that he is patur. V'tani Allah, b'chol ki'agav, na yisarif miyad. Let's say it wasn't Shabbat. Let's say it was a weekday. He shechted the Korban Pesach for owners that turned out to be non-owners anymore. What do? You burn the Korban. So, yemar pishtama by Akira, I understand if you actually need to have Akira b'peh hai Pesachu. It's a Pesach. We give it the Balim. Havalei Psula Begufo. And since there are no real owners, it's Pusul inherently. I'm Tulachi Sarv Miyad. That's why I have to burn it. Eliyamar Lobay Akira. But if you think that you don't need to have active Akira and changing the name, Mary Shavalei Shlomim. The minute that the Balim were out, reality was it was a Shlomim. You just didn't know about it. So Mishulum Psulom Mishumai. What makes it Pasul? Mishum Davar Acher. Then the Psul is just some external thing, which is Shalom L'Shem Pesach. Kashachit le'achar tamid shavein arbayim, and the shechita you did too late to be proper for shlamim. So ibur tzurboi, in that case, and here's the halacha, when you have a korban that's pasul, pipsul haguf, psul of its own inherent thing, you burn it right away. If the psul is mishum davar acher, like here, it was done too late, then you have to throw it into the pit and let it get all melty and icky, and then you can destroy it. The tanya is akal, kol shepsulo gufo, yisarif miyad. Bedam balim, something external to the guf, to ubar tzuratov, yetzeh devet asreifa. So, now we seem to say that you actually don't, that you actually, do need akira. Alalote mashchato stam kasher l'shum olah. So let's go back to Rav's statement. Rav's statement doesn't mean that if you shechted this asham that was set to re'iyah, and you didn't say anything, that it becomes an olah. Ela'im ashchato l'shum olah kasher. If you said, I'm doing this as an olah, then it's kasher. Alma baya akira. So what do we see from there? You do have to actively uproot the name. We had the case earlier when they wondered why this Pesach after the Chag was still had the default of a Pesach, such that it only, unless you actually said Shlomim, it was still a Pesach. And he said, that is only a case where the Baalim became Tmei Mate, and therefore they're going to use it for Pesach Sheni. But if it was a Stam Pesach that didn't make it to Pesach, meaning it was lost or something, it was found afterwards, and it's going to become a Shlamim, it's automatically a Shlamim. Hayudah Baikira, Haba Amalo Baikira. So according to Rav Chiya Bar Gamda's report of what the Chabura said, it's only in a case where it still had an active chance of being a Pesach. Pesach Sheni. Otherwise, you don't need Akira. So, Ma'ika Lememar, and we just proved that you do need Akira. Akira, again, being an active uprooting of the name. Ela Amar Rav Huna Bereidu Rav Yoshua, he said, Achma Eskina, what's the case? Nonshi Frisho Kodam Chatzot. You set it aside before midday on the 14th. Umeitu Baalim Achar Chatzot. The owners of the Pesach died after Chatzot. What do we have? We have a Korban that was fit and then was rejected. And what's the rule? Once it was fit, then rejected, it can never become fit again. In other words, if it was never fit, meaning it was, let's say, set aside by them before Chatzot, and they died before Chatzot, then it could be revived. But once it was actually fit and then rejected, that's it. So, midiyu taima elo l'rav. But the question is, this whole discussion is only according to Rav, and Rav's ruling about the Asham. Hamarav, Balei Chaim, that one answer won't work, because Rav says, you cannot have rejection, that is that ultimate and permanent stain, on a Baal Chai, while it's alive. And our Papa Haman, the answer is Rabbi Eliezer, it follows Rabbi Eliezer, Damar, he says, if you shecht others l'shem Pesach, even that the korban is still pasul, because psulo begufo. V'Rabbi Eliezer he chatat nami mechayev. Talitle Rabbi Eliezer told b'dvar mitzvah patur. So according to that, Rabbi Eliezer should say you're chayav for violating Shabbat, because he says, famously in discussion about the two boys with the milah, if you make a mistake, even if you accomplish the mitzvah, he says you're chayav. Alatirgum Rav Yosef Breiderav Sala Chasida Kamer Papa. So he explained to Rav Papa, Hamay Yosef ben Chonai. It's the opinion of this relatively unknown Tana, Yosef ben Chonai. No, Yosef ben Chonai Omer Hanishchatim L'shem Pesach L'shem Chatat Psulim. So this is an addendum to the Mishnah at the beginning of Zvachim. Not only if you shech Pesach or Chatat Shalishmo, but if you is Pasul, but if you shech something else to Shem Pesach to Shem Chatat to Psulim. Ama Psulo Begufohi. So you see the Psul of something else to Shem Pesach is not external, it's internal to the, it's inherent to the animal. Shemach Yisarif Miyad. That's why you burn it right away. Of Tori Savalak Rav Yeshua, when it comes to the Pturim, this Yosef Ben Chonai happens to agree with Rabbi Yoshua. Rashi Amar Rav Damar Rabbi Shmuel Ben Oshel Yochum Ben Bruka. Tan Rabbi Shmuel Ben Oshel Yochum Omer. So Rav's statement about the Asham was following Rabbi Shmuel. Im Yeshuut Bayom Ledai Imashchu Baalim Et Yedehem O Shemeto O Shenit Mu Chayav. If there was enough time in the day to find out that the owners had backed out, or they died, or they became tamei, then Chiyur Chayav for shechting it for Shabbat Utubar Tzurato, and you have to let it get all melty, Vyotzei Ben Asrifa, and then burn it. Isn't it because they say you don't need to actively uproot the name? and that would support the Lobay Akira position. We might. Maybe it's because they hold like the position that everything needs Ibur Tzura, that there is no such thing as Yisarif Miyad. Because Notar, of course, has to, you have to let it go until you burn it. Then what would you say about a case where the owners became Tamei, which is in our Mishnah? Avada by Akira. In that case, you certainly have to have an Akira. As we said before, Rochia Bar Gamda reported that the Chavura answered that the case of the Pesach needed an active Akira was when the Pesach was still a live Pesach, because there was going to be a Pesach Sheni. Alright? And so therefore, in a case where they became Tameim, you do need Akira, which means this whole last direction that we had does not work. And therefore, we have to go back to our original position, which is that this proves by Akira, that we do need to have an active Akira of a Korban. Okay, we're going to pick it up in the next podcast, the beginning of the seventh Perek, Ketzad Solin. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.